Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 10th, 1911, a debate was held in the British House of Commons on the treatment and working conditions of Barbadian labourers on the Putumayo River in the Amazon region of South America. Between 21st September 1904 and the 5th of June 1905, 196 Barbadian labourers had been recruited in Barbados on behalf of a company called Arana Brothers to work on the rubber plantations in the Putumayo Valley, which was located in the border region between Colombia, Peru and Brazil. There was a global boom in demand for rubber at that time due to its use in tyres for bicycles and later trucks and motor cars. And this led to a huge expansion in the rubber industry. Arana Brothers was the company of the Peruvian rubber baron Julio Cesar Arana, and his company subsequently merged with another company to form the Anglo-Peruvian Rubber Company in 1907. This company became notorious for the ill treatment of its workers on the rubber plantations, especially those recruited from among the indigenous people of the region. Among the abuses reported to force them to work were debt bondage, slavery, whippings, torture, and mutilation. These abuses were exposed in a report by the British Consul General Roger Casement, who visited the area to check up on the Barbadian workers in 1910. Casement was later famous for supporting the Easter Rebellion against British rule in Ireland, and he was executed for his part in that rising. The agreements entered into by the Barbadian labourers with Arana Brothers provided for free passages to Brazil, wages at the rate of £2, 1 shilling and 8 pence a month, free food, medicine and lodging, and the eventual repatriation of the worker on the completion of a 2-year service period. However, many of the Barbadian labourers complained to Roger Casement that these conditions were not met, and they also testified to the rough treatment they had witnessed being meted out to the Indian labourers. Because of the scandal arising from Casement's investigation and the debate in the House of Commons, the company went into liquidation in September 1911 and was eventually wound up. The Barbadian presence in Brazil, dating back to this time, is still evident due to the survival of surnames in the area, such as Alleen, Motley, Maloney, De Pisa, Blackman, and Lane. The Brazilian connection in Barbadian history also gives rise to a popular Barbadian folk song, which tells of the murder of Millicent Gittins in 1916 by her jealous boyfriend. In an attempt to cover up the crime, the boyfriend claimed, "Millie gone to Brazil."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.